everybody. Good evening from Florida. I'm Dr. Breich, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. With me in the transatlantic studio is Professor Marco Koscheck, our colleague and friend from Slovenia. Hi, Marco. How is everything?
Hello, everybody. Everything is fine. I'm eagerly awaiting today's discussion, so I hope that we will have some interesting information for our guests and those who will listen to the program.
Yeah, sorry. Our topic today continues actually with something where we left before. We are episodes, we are talking about the home care program, the HCP, and the HCP is actually what the patients will do home after they return from the active treatment in a European center. So naturally, as we put it many times over, one of the main components of the home care program will be the supplements. So today we are talking about the supplements. I have several questions in here to answer, and Marco, you know my questions. So one of the things is, what are the supplements? Why do we need supplements? Are all the supplements created equal? What is a biomedical supplement line? And finally, why do we need our own supplement line? So we might not be able to cover all those points because they are all over the place, and we can talk, you know, days about them. But we will cover as much as we can in probably 45 minutes, and then we're going to make another part two or part three, whatever it comes.
Absolutely. Well, I think that the topic is, I hope, interesting. We know that the supplements can be helpful or sometimes even necessary in certain situations, but maybe not for everyone, because it depends on the stage of your physical and mental activity. And I believe that it is important that we address this issue as a part of the, as you said, Balneo line program, which I believe could be shortly also used and offered to our clients, you know.
Right. So why are the supplements necessary? Now, that is a very interesting question, and probably majority of our audiences, they know they take the supplements. I have a couple of statistics in here I want to go over just very briefly. For instance, I'm reading out of my statistic book in here. So in 2023, we had more than 50 billion costs, or total global total cost in America for supplements, over 50 billion, which means over $135 per person per year. Now, 75% of the Americans are taking regularly a supplement. We have 55% of them are taking more than one supplement. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, presently, 78% of the vitamins in America are coming from China, which now, according to Secretary of Health Bobby Kennedy, is totally unacceptable. And the American supplements sold here in America are 83% of foreign origin. Mm-hmm. This is something which we will be addressing in the future. But first of all, let's talk about why the supplements are necessary. And I would start with the end. Okay, just for a brief message, why the supplements are necessary. Why do we need our ABMI supplement line? And this is the thing. Balneo medicine, it's an internal force of the, it's based on the internal force of the body trying to recreate, to bring the health, the original health of the body to do the repair. So give the body, this is one of our basic biomedical principles. Give to the body everything what you can give, and then watch and see how the body creates the repair, how the body brings back the status that it was before. If the normal stage in life will not be healthy, we will be long gone. So the normality of our life is to be healthy. The health is also a very delicate balance, so it gets derailed. Now, is the body capable of recovering? And the answer is definitely yes. The condition, of course, is to give to the body everything we can, what we know the body will need in order to facilitate the body's self-repair. That's why the supplements are important.
Well, I believe that this is very important what you said. Ideally, let's say, if there is a balanced diet provided and all nutritions to your body are somehow consumed, then it's also in some cases maybe good. But supplements can play important role when that's not possible, and in some cases that's not possible, or and when it's not possible, let's say maybe there are some nutritions gaps in the diet, you know, even with the healthy diet people sometimes fall short of specific vitamins or minerals, or maybe there are increased nutrition needs in certain life stage, be it young, be it old, be it in maybe in intensive sport age, or in I don't know, in the stage where you try to strengthen your immune system. Maybe there are some medical conditions or medications which create situation that supplements will be needed. And maybe there is also some lifestyle and environmental factors, stress, smoking, alcohol, which somehow, you know, create the need for this. So basically, I think it is important that we take care about how much, when. But all the program, Balneo program, which we are talking about, is providing strict control and guidance through the, let's say, team of the doctors, physicians who will follow the situation on the individual basis for each patient, and they will know what and how to recommend in terms of supplements too.
A very good point you made in there. It's because we are talking about recovery of the health status of the body, and we are talking about chronic disease, particularly. That is what
Yes.
biomedicine is about, recovering from chronic disease. Different chronic disease may require a higher demand on different chemicals than a normal lifestyle. So that would be exactly by the medical team determined, and we will know what, how much more of whatever elements are important, what that specific patient for his specific condition will need to
Absolutely.
recover. So in other words, let's go back to the classical idea of vitamin C deficiency. Those stranded people on boats and so on, or in the past, when they did not know why the teeth are falling off of the mouth, why the scurvy will occur, they had no access to any fresh foods, so no vitamin C. We know that our body, the humans, cannot produce vitamin C like a dog, like other animals, like animals. So in other words, we have to introduce the vitamin C in our body. So all those people returning from different strange voyages and were given immediately fruits and vegetables and a lot of vitamin C, they recovered like through a magic. And that was
Absolutely.
the first time the medicine in the past discovered that this component, this important vitamin, it's so vital, because otherwise, without it, the body will deteriorate and die. So there are so many, there are hundreds of such chemicals and minerals and vitamins which are absolutely necessary for a balanced health. So this is primordially why the supplements are necessary. Now, to continue to what you said, the food today, no matter what, it's not rich and cannot be rich and probably never has been rich
Absolutely.
completely in
Absolutely.
everything what we need, right? So we cannot just say just because we feel like we are eating right, we are feeding the body everything what the body needs. So we need a little bit of help in there. So that's one of the reasons. Second reason why what I have it right in here on my script is the food pyramid. Now we know that in the past, the idea, particularly here in America, was, well, you have to trust the food pyramid because the government agency, FDA, whatever, they have the best interests of us in their heart. No, they did not. And we know right now with our Secretary of Health, Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, how much corruption it was in there, how much manipulation of the food pyramid is introduced every minute, depending of who is lobbying the FDA. That's how the food pyramid is changing. So no, it was not right. So now finally, we are coming to rectify those problems, to say that if we are trusting that concept, which was, I think, initially a good concept of the food pyramid, what is the base of the food every day, what you need to take in moderation, what you need to take very little. So it was a quite a picture of an idea which everybody can remember. But if that's correct, that again we'll talk about a complex and well-balanced nutrition.
Absolutely. Well, let's not forget that maybe some food which we eat is heavily somehow produced with chemicals. Also, this is
Yes.
then the is resulting in some let's say facts that people would then need some support. And I believe that also it is important to make the point that some supplements are used to support the immune function or maintain, I don't know, bone health if you wish, or protect heart health. So we have different I would say supplements which are used for different reasons. And I believe that what we are trying to promote here through this Balneo line is absolutely things which will support and continue the process of immune recovery and better physical and physical and mental condition after you are coming from the treatment in Europe in the spa centers.
Right. The food today, so far up to here, up to now, was extremely loaded with, as we all know, with chemicals, with all kind of totally undigestible products. Okay. And those undigestible products are now the biggest concern are the microplastics and all those kind of things. The biggest concern is the fact that you should not have mineral water. You are drinking mineral water because it's said to be very healthy for you, but is the mineral water not coming in a plastic bottle? Now we
That's
know
right.
that no matter what plastic bottles you put a mineral water in there, they will interfere in time with the content of the mineral water. So the entire modern civilization is based on utilization of chemicals. And not long ago, I was looking on the bottle of Nutella, you know,
Yes, I know. Spread,
spread, right? The
chocolate
spread,
spread. Yeah,
chocolate spread.
not.
Everybody loves it. Kids love it. Now, in the past, they said, okay, all natural products, but we have also this and this and this. The new version, they are coming from Canada and America, and the bottle says all natural, only seven ingredients. But on the next line, it says vanillin as an vanillin as an artificial flavoring enhancement. So you don't need that. You so it's artificial. So you say it's all natural, but guess what? I still have some artificial in there. No need of
Which
that.
absolutely, which destroys all the natural
Which exactly.
exactly. And I think that the consumer which wants to be somehow let's say safe with what is she or he consuming would pay attention to this, you know.
Right. The newest thing in America now, we can get so-called Mexican Coca-Cola. Now, what is Mexican Coca-Cola? Which everybody, I didn't try it, but everybody says it tastes well better. It's done with cane sugar. Ours were done with corn syrup.
Okay.
So now it's way better to have that cane sugar in a Coca-Cola. If you drink Coca-Cola, I don't. If you drink it, it's way better. It's healthier than the corn syrup and other crap what they put in the American Coca-Cola. So we're just crossing the border, and we are seeing here that the company like Coca-Cola, it's playing that game of how much money I can make, and no matter what those population will ingest, it's a matter of the money. So now, why can I produce a better quality in Mexico and much less quality in America? Again, this is what the new HHS, the Secretary of Health, is now all talking about, eliminating all those products which are killing us and giving the nutrition a chance to help us with a body recovery. So pretty good.
I would defend the position. I don't know what is your opinion on this, but absolutely for me, the balanced diet is number one. And
yes,
then if that is not possible to achieve for certain reasons, which we're talking about, then I believe that supplements can come in place. But supplements cannot replace a balanced diet if we could somehow provided. But again, we stated reasons why and when this happens. So basically, I agree, supplements are absolutely important part of the treatment.
Yeah, it's definitely a point, a very important point. If what we need could come from natural food, it would be ideal.
Absolutely.
And the reason why we know that is because when we eat a fruit, a good apple, not the commercially available, but good from your garden, right? A regular apple, the vitamins in that apple and the sugar in that apple, it's completely different than if you will take them apart and sell them apart of each other, because it's encapsulated into that fruit and it's a perfect balance between them. It's also coming with accompanying necessary enzymes, which when we are doing a dissection on that apple, when we are separating the apple in A, B, C, and D, and so on, those accompanying enzymes are not there anymore.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
In other words, you take a small part of that apple, chemical part of the apple, and you say, well, look, I have it. Yes, but ingesting that is not the same as exactly the same one coming from the apple.
Absolutely.
Can never be, right?
Absolutely.
And we have to humbly recognize today with everything, excuse me, everything what we know from the nature, from the chemistry, from medicine, from everything what we, how advanced we are, we will never be able to create that apple.
That's right. That's right.
No matter what we do, we probably, I'm saying with the word probably will know exactly what's in that apple completely, but can we put it together? No.
No.
We can never be able to put the apple together.
Absolutely.
So that is the package. So
absolutely.
Now, let me move to the next one because I see the time is ticking here. Are all the supplements created equal? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the answer is categorically no. They are not created equal.
I agree.
And we see now, I don't want to call names because the name I will have to call, it's quite known in Europe. When I ask her, a friend of mine from ISPA, from the European Spa Association, if she takes vitamins and minerals, she says, yes, I'm taking them, but I'm only ordering them from Norway. And it just blew up my mind. I said, from Norway? Yeah, she said, those are considered to be in Europe the purest ones. In other words, not all supplements are creating created equal. It
Absolutely.
depends of the components. It depends where they come. It depends of the manufacturing of the components, of the purity of the components, of the origin of the components. As I said before, 83% of all supplements sold in America today are foreign origin.
Mm-hmm. You cannot control the components, basically. I agree with your introduction that not all food supplements are created equally. There are different differences in quality, safety, effectiveness, purity between brands and products. And I believe that because there are differences in formulation, there are differences in the quality of ingredients. Some brands are using high quality, pure ingredients. Others use also cheap fillers or artificial colors, as you just said before. And maybe some of them also contaminated with heavy metals, pesticides, or other elements. Where the field of the supplements is not regulated, because also this is important that we have strict rules of the game for how and then maybe a different manufacturing standard, even some scientific evidence is missing or whatever. So all this requires regulation and certification. And this is, I believe, what we can then say that it is really on the right track. That's my opinion in short.
Absolutely. And it's the chain of trust.
It's chain of
trust. The patient is trusting us that we put in our supplement, that we determined that only the best and safe quality is going into our supplements. And we, in return, have to trust the manufacturer of our supplements, right? And the manufacturer has to trust also the origin, the provenience of each single one ingredient. That's why the chain of trust is so mandatory important. There is one crucial element, and I don't want to anticipate that. What is the difference between the regular supplements and the biomedical supplements? And I would just jump in because I'm in the right place right now, so I would probably have to repeat it later on or maybe in the next episode. So a biomedical supplement, or our ideas of biomedical supplement, it's a supplement which will be, or the supplement line will be so complex that you don't have to go somewhere else to pick up another supplement which we do not offer. We want to have a complete supplement line, different supplements which are complementing each other, which are working together. Okay, that's number one. Number two was very important. Our supplements should be for long-term utilization.
Mm-hmm.
If this, because the repair of our body, our health repair under the biomedical principles, it's a longer-term, a lifetime repair and maintenance. So you are probably going to need the supplements as long as you live. So now the next big thing in there is, well, how safe are they? How much more safe they have to be versus a supplement you are taking just for a couple of weeks, a couple of months.
Absolutely.
Because our supplements, if they become part of your increased health value, then they have to be absolutely perfect, healthy, and pure. Because if they are not, if they have one little component in there which could accumulate in your body, which could become intoxicating in the future, or having different kind of undesirable effects, then what did we do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So not only that you don't know if a problem is created because it's such a slow creeping situation, but we're defeating our own purpose in creating a perfect environment of recovery. If you look up any medicine, which I'm talking about a real medicine, not a supplement, you know, a high concentration, high distilled product, a unique chemical, which is extremely potent, which you take a pill today, you have an effect in a couple of hours. So we are not talking about that huge potency into a supplement. So the supplements will show effect in months and years to come. Now, if you look on a bottle of a medicine, we'll tell you, and you look into the patient's information sheet, they will tell you, oh, if you feel this, if you feel that, if you have a problem like this or this and that, the side effects could be boom, 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 boom. If you're listening to the, you watch the TV advertising every night, and he tells you, you take Ozempic, you take Prolia, you take this, you take that. Well, this and that can occur, from a small pain in the stomach to a kidney failure to death, to
absolutely
suicide, to stuff
absolutely
like that. So
absolutely,
when you are listening to those possible side effects, you have to ask yourself this question. Is the manufacturer insane, telling you all that? Is he shooting himself in the own foot, telling you, if you take my product, you will be dying? Or is he forced by rules and regulations to come up and inform you, because indeed those possibilities are so relevant and so important for the patients that they cannot be kept obscure? They cannot be negated. So at least you put them in there with a risk of pushing the customers away from your product. Mm. Now, this is exactly what we in our supplement line will forever try not even to come close to this.
Absolutely.
Our supplements should be 100% safe.
Yeah, this means there should satisfy some regulations, certification requirements, even if needed, third-party certifications, where you somehow confirm that the product has been independently tested for quality and safety. I think that's
right.
That's absolutely clear. And also, I think we should say that could have top supplements, but the supplement didn't or don't work the same for everyone. Some people will take it easier than others because of genetics, maybe health reasons, once again, influence and effectiveness. So basically, it is kind of individual response also. And I believe, since patients will be in this treatment program, and they will be somehow from the very beginning, through the strict control about their health situation, about the physical, mental kind of level of possible activities or treatments, then I think that also the supplements will be specially dosed and prescribed by these experts who will be part of the program. And I think this is also important, that you are always in good hands of experts which will be following your treatments and improvement of the immune system.
Now, so this brings me exactly to the next point, and the next question is this: why do we need our own supplement line? So now, that is, you will say, well, there are so many supplements out there, you can prescribe them. I mean, what's the big deal? Why do you go to the trouble to create a supplement, an ABMI specific supplement line? So the question, it's important, right? The question has many, many reasons, or many explanations why do we decided to go and create a supplement line. First of all, our supplement line, which we are now designing, it's the advanced formula of a very successful European supplement line, initiated by Dr. Majc, your compatriot from Slovenia, He is well renowned in Europe and he has a supplement line in there since many decades. He's a cardiologist, he is in internal medicine and a doctor specialist. So he developed over years a very long and very deeply scientific supplement line. We are adapting that supplement line into a brand new our own supplement line, ABMI supplement line. And why is that? Because the supplements which are today on the market are not biomedical specific.
That's right.
So we need to create a biomedical specific line. And to come back to what you said before, that the patient going to a European center will be introduced to this supplement line by the professionals, by the doctors, putting together his course of treatment, his program in the center. And he will be introduced on those supplements while he is in the center in his 4, 5, 6 weeks of rehabilitation in those centers. He will be introduced to those supplements line. So now when he comes back home, he will have to have the same supplement line available to him in America,
In America.
because otherwise he will go in there, he will do well on some local supplements, whatever the hospital has or proposes, comes back home, goes to Walgreens pharmacy, goes to another pharmacy in America, goes online and Dr. Google, you know, everybody goes to consult Dr. Google. Dr. Google tells him, well, for cardiovascular, this and that, you need this, you need that, and that. And then he starts buying those supplements and possibly undoing the entire benefit,
Absolutely.
what he did it in.
That's the worst thing which could happen, and I think
Right.
we should prevent
Right.
and absolutely fight against this, at least through our Balneo program, because
Right.
there'll be, as you said, line of the professionals, top doctors, which will be following you from the beginning.
Right. So now, if he's introduced to our supplement line during the program in Europe, he has to have it available home because that's the part of our home care system, right? So now, boom. So we need it because of that. Secondly, why didn't we not try to import the existing supplement line from Europe to America? And the answer is because of the changing tariffs. Okay, we cannot establish a certain price of supplements if the tariffs are changing all the time. We don't know what will happen in the future. And honestly, there's another major important point is we need also to strictly control everything what goes into those supplements,
Absolutely.
right?
And I
So
believe that also it's not unimportant. If the producer comes from America, it will be absolutely different to their clients to trust and believe that everything is under the American law and legislation. So I think that's also an important point. But of course, the recipe, the components and the recipe, the final recipe is tested and I think well sold here. At least I can confirm this, that this is our hot product here in Slovenia.
Yeah, as you know, we are establishing right now a very good relationship to a major manufacturer of supplements in America who will be doing our supplements. So, in other words, as you said, manufactured in America with American components and European components, because the whole idea is anything which we need and it doesn't come from America, doesn't come from Europe, we don't need. Okay,
Yes.
so in other words, we will
Yes.
reform, recalibrate, redesign the prescription to eliminate those dubious product components or elements of, I mean, components, right, of the supplements, because otherwise we cannot verify the integrity of those
Yeah, that means control. So,
components.
100% control, basically.
100% control. And as we know, and we are now on ground zero here in America, the control over supplements and medicine and food and everything what we are ingesting in America is just right now starting. It's in the infant phase. In other words, with President Trump, with Secretary of Health Bobby Kennedy, the idea is in the future to reach the same standard of safety as we have now in Europe, and even increase it way beyond that. So in other words, if I'm gonna be eating a sausage, I should know exactly that that's a real sausage and not halfway chemical, okay? Yeah. Or I don't even have to look on the package to see if this is GMO. That GMO was the biggest curse promoted by Bill Gates and all the others to try to manipulate the food and so on. We ingested pesticides by the tons, and then in the past, and chemicals and super nasty stuff. And then just because to make more profit. And now we are coming back and say, no, this is no longer possible. So that's the reason why we do not want to have components in our supplement line which are not 100% either from America or from Europe, period.
Absolutely agree.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, continue.
And the discussion with Professor Resch and with Dr. Meitsch is this. Well, what about if we are hitting a wall and we have one ingredient which is so super important? Well, and it's not ours, we cannot control it. Well then, regretfully, we'll have to drop it. Mm. In other words,
find some replacement which will be at least equal, you know.
Exactly. Find something which will be equal or better,
or
produced
better
in with us, produced here, and it doesn't matter how much more that will cost. Because as a bottom line is, we are not calculating the ingredients based on the cost of our supplements based on the ingredient cost. If you get the best, do not look at the price.
Absolutely.
Okay, because as I said before, why are they so important? Because you will take them for the rest of your life. And hopefully those supplements will lead you to a much, much better health with zero risks, zero side effects.
Absolutely.
And that is not price to put on such a thing.
Absolutely. I believe that the recipe for success, or if you want, for how we address this, is that highly quality supplements should contain the right form of nutrition in safe and tested doses made by a reputable manufacturer with transparent labeling. And this is exactly what you said before, that it will be produced in
right.
America and with a strict control and restrictions, basically.
Right. We have to prepare for what the legislation will do next. And the legislation now will go into a more and more pure nutrition, into a complete elimination of undesirable chemicals. And that is what we are doing right now from the beginning. It doesn't matter how the regulation will change in the future, we will be way ahead of the game, because we will not have to be to come back and say, oh, in that supplement of ours we have artificial this and artificial that, now we cannot use it, now blah blah blah. No, we will not have any artificial stuff.
Absolutely.
And or dubious components, and that's where from the beginning, so then we don't have to worry about how strict the regulations will be in the future. Because we are anticipating those kind of things, not because of the regulations themselves, but because of the safety of our patients.
And the quality which we want to offer, basically.
Exactly. So in other words, this is one of the main characteristics of a biomedical supplement line. We'll have to be so pure and chemically balanced and chemically safe that we are not having any risk factors in the utilization of such supplements.
Just by the way, to mention, I was checking myself and doing some research whilst preparing for this recording, and there is no other balneomedical line which offer such kind of supplements. Absolutely, there is
no
information. So this is absolutely pioneering thing which we are doing, and I think that's also, I hope, interesting for the consumers for the future. You know, I think this is absolutely worth to be said. So we are somehow opening the ground for this. You know.
A very important point, as we are opening the we are groundbreakers here in America with biomedical programs, so we are with the supplements line, because the biomedical supplement line, it's part of the home care program.
Yes.
So in other words, that's a small puzzle into the big picture of getting better or recovering your health with the help of biomedicine.
Absolutely.
And I think that we have some other more steps in here, but I'm looking at our watch and my recording timer, and it's telling me that we had it quite enough for today.
We approach I think the finish of the, this sequence, but I think we can continue if there'll be some also questions, interest even more with one of the next programs.
Yeah. What's left in here to be said? It's about the ABMI, our team, how we came to this, what is actually the line, what are the goals of our supplement line, which we're probably gonna do it in the next recording.
Next recording.
I would say, in conclusion, what we discussed today was why supplements are important. Are the supplements all the same? No, the answer was clearly no. Why do we need our own supplement line? It's more work for us, it's more headache to put it all together. But if we are presenting a total picture to an American patient who is going into the Veterans Rehabilitation Program, then we have to provide him with all the tools.
That's right. And it is with the program and everything tailor-made. That's also important.
Exactly.
It is specially designed, tailor-made for the customers.
Right. And the intrication, how different kind of supplements will have to be combined with other supplements and so on, that's also a tailor-made situation based on the patient's individual requirements, health status, goals in how, in what we are looking to achieve with a patient and so forth. So we will talk about it next time. So I believe
I think there was a lot of information given today. I hope it was interesting. And as you said, we continue next Sunday or in 2 weeks' time, normally.
Yes.
And also we look forward to some response, question, interest, which will be then answered to the best possible. You know.
And we will be preparing a special episode line about supplements as soon as the line is open and it's on the market. So, in other words, we will have a constant giving new informations about supplements and the experience of patients with supplements and so forth.
Yeah, together with Dr. Majic and the producers.
Yes.
So basically that the people who are actually in the business will talk about that. That I think adds to the to what we just introduced, because our discussion today was still introducing and giving some general information, more or less.
Yes, roundtable discussions and the forum, the health forum will be going on supplements many times over. So it will be a very interesting and very educational presentation.
Excellent.
So thank you very much, Marco, for today. Thank you for the audience and everybody who was tuning in. And we'll see you guys next with the next episode.
Thank you, Florian. And once again, I hope this was interesting for you, and look forward to be with you next time.
And happy, call it supplements utilization, shall we
indeed
say.
Indeed.
Right?
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye, guys.
Bye.